This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Hour number three on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. The great Chris Carter is here. The Hall of Famer is here. Always a pleasure to talk with Mr. Carter. He will be in town for Saturday for the fourth annual Down for the Challenge. Once again, fourth annual Down for the Challenge. It's a rappelling event that raises funds for shelter, housing, and homeless prevention programs. We are reminded as many as 20,000 Minnesotans are homeless on any given night, up to almost 70,000 households currently behind on rent. And so the combination of the Vikings, individuals like Chris, other Vikings who will be a part of this include Tommy Kramer, John Randall, Scott Studwell. And so this is all taking place Saturday. I'll give you more details as we continue the conversation with Chris. Always a pleasure, my friend. Now, how did you fare last year at this? Because we talked before. Were you tremendous as a repeller? Were you okay? Were you disastrous? Rate your own repelling skills.
I think that I was like Michael Jordan before the ninth grade.
Well, that's when he was being cut?
Yeah.
So wait a second. Are you suggesting now you're going to be Michael Jordan 1987 MVP?
No, I'm going to be Michael Jordan right after the second comeback against Orlando.
Yeah, we're still a little rusty. Maybe we're at number 45. Not quite all the way. Okay. Were you... Now, 130 people are going to be a part of this. This is the 14-story Omni Vikings Lake Hotel. Were you nervous?
Oh, beyond nervous. Like, I have a height deprivation problem. I've always had one, and this didn't help it. It only exacerbated the whole situation, but... I would be willing to try anything to be able to help people in the situations that they're in, especially in the Twin Cities. It's hard to believe that there are that many people behind in rent, that there are that many people sleeping on the street. So for me, I'm trying to overcome one of my biggest fears, one of my biggest weaknesses, to try to be able to help the cause.
Well, it's such a great point because any of us who've lived long enough, we know we've lost people, whether it's to cancer or other just insidious diseases, and we make progress, but we don't completely solve it. Chris, there seems to be a way to solve homelessness. There seems to be a way to be more productive in getting people food. There seems to be a way of finding more lodging for people. These are issues where bravo to you and the Vikings, but we just need more people diving into this to continue help people out. Because life happens fast. We may think we might never be in this position, and 6 months later, 5 years later, we're in that spot. So anybody who helps, bravo to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you well, but even not ourselves, our extended family, our friends.
Yep.
Life is a long journey, and along the way, I would like to think that if I needed some type of help or assistance, then someone would be there based on all the things that I have done throughout my life. And for me, one of the biggest attachments was, you know, I was a Salvation Army kid growing up.
Yep, remember that.
And I came to Minnesota in a bad spot. So the place for me to reconnect with Salvation Army is the place that really gave me life and gave me the power to be able to have the life that I have now. And that's why I'm so fond of the Twin Cities area. I'm so fond of people trying to help people there because I had to go all the way to Minnesota to be able to get my life to come to life. And that's what I'm trying to do, life, and to be able to encourage other people where I was able to get some help.
Well, let's go there. I was talking about our mutual friend Wheelock just a couple days ago. Wheelock Whitney is truly in the top 10-15 favorite individuals I've ever met in my life. I loved how Wheelock could relate with anybody and everybody. They could be the wealthiest individuals. They could be fellow members of Augusta, or could they could be people down on their luck who needed someone with a big heart, and Wheelock was there. And you've shared this before, but I want you to share it again because I want to get to Jordan Addison and his concerns. You came here, and you were dealing with issues, including alcohol. And Wheelock Whitney was one of the owners of the Vikings, and he became such a great friend of yours. Remind people how essential Wheelock was to getting your life in a better position.
Well, Wheelock himself and Betty Trilogy, who he hired right then to be able to help out the Vikings employees in their assistance program, they had never had someone in that role before. And somehow there was a rumor about me being released in Philadelphia, and they heard about it. And Wheelock contacted Betty Trilogy and told her that they were getting a kid from Philadelphia who needed her help. And she didn't think that they were going to be serious about substance abuse. Wheelock told her they were going to commit the resources to it. And there was a kid, a phenomenal kid in Ohio, from Ohio, who was going to be coming to the team. And this is all information that I got later on. And then knowing his past and knowing his relationship with addiction and how he supported different places and how he really supported me in an area where I just didn't know anyone. And no one on the team trusted me. The coaching staff didn't trust me. The ownership didn't trust me. So I was totally lost. But he really spent a lot of time with me and mentored me and took me to a lot of places that a poor black kid would never end up. And I was just so fond of his genuine interest in my life and trying to teach me to be better and make better decisions that he became one of my favorite people all time. Yep. He's probably one of the guys I spent the most time with when I was in the Twin Cities. And it's amazing what you can do when you're put in a position like Wheelock was in with ownership. He went beyond that and really made put a personal touch on any business that he was in. And that's one of my Wheelock Whitney stories and why I'm so fond of him, why I'm so fond of the Twin Cities, and why I'm so fond of the Purple.
Let's do this. Let me just squeeze in a quick two-minute break. I'll come back more with Chris because I want to talk more about Down for the Challenge. I want to get his thoughts on Jordan Addison, the Vikings, 18-game schedule. He's as good as an interview as you're going to find on the in many aspects of life outside of just sports, and Chris has proven that once again. You want me to talk K&S right now? Okay. Let's talk K&S. Even on a day like this, when you're walking outside and it's in the upper 70s, it's beautiful. You go in the house, you want your air conditioner to work, let alone in a couple days when it's in the low 90s. You really want your air conditioner to work. That's what you get with K&S Heating and Air, Plumbing and Electric. We're talking consistency. 36 years of business. Yes, early on just in southeastern Minnesota, but quickly moved up, and they serve this metro area, and they, no exaggeration, tens of thousands of customers and repeat customers. I've been with them for 10 years. I trust them every day. For $7,795, you can get a Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and matching furnace for that price. If you want a heat pump, living in our climate, you should. It's only $500 more. KSHeating.com. Back to Chris Carter in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right back to the Hall of Famer, Chris Carter. Okay, all of our lives are not easy, right? You just eloquently talked about the challenges you faced. And now a lot of people, if they're paying attention to the Vikings, are wondering about Jordan Addison. This is two times now. Last year, he's driving 140 miles per hour and some about checking out on his dog. And I'm not sure any of us bought that explanation. Then in L.A. recently, he's asleep right on the highway right by the airport. And concerns of the arrest because it was suspicion of DUI. He said the right words yesterday. He said, I'm not sure what's going on. I own up to whatever it is, whatever disciplinary actions that come my way. I'm going to stand tall. I'm going to get through it. The Vikings have been supportive also. So how do the Vikings, Chris, walk this fine line where they still want to embrace him, they want to welcome him, but they also have to be aware of, is a significant issue affecting Jordan Addison's life? How can they help him? And also, what sort of punishment should he face now that this is two separate times where not just himself in jeopardy, but he's put others in jeopardy?
Well, unfortunately, you know, as a team, you know, we're still trying to get over the drunk driving accident that took away the potential star player for the team. Like, that's just recent. Now, when I came to the Vikings, we had an unbelievably bad reputation as far as drunk driving,
yep,
DUI, substance abuse, all different types of things going on. Like, the Vikings roster was very, very in tune with the Eden Prairie Police, the Bloomington Police.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the rap sheet was – so for me coming into that environment, it was very, very scary because I didn't have the support in the locker room dealing with what I was dealing with. So most of the mature people that I dealt with were either ownership, Wheelock Whitney, or Betty Trilogy, someone who's working for the office. So I always felt like I was, I mean, for a long time, until leadership changed, until Denny Green, and people could see that my walk was the same as my talk. But that took a long time to build. So for me, what I'm concerned about is not only the repetitive nature of it, but when I listened to the comments, I was terrified when I saw him, when I saw the report. He didn't seem to be as scared as I was. I mean, life is dangerous, man. You're in L.A. You don't sleep on the side of the road in the middle of the night.
By the airport? I mean, that's a busy area.
I mean, so many different things can happen to you. So not only is it a privilege, is it an honor to be in the National Football League, to put the Vikings uniform on, but, man, to be a citizen of the United States, to be able to afford the kind of car that you're driving in. Like, there are certain precautions that you have to be able to put in place. Now, for me, I want to see how serious he's going to take it. And I don't know if the speeding had anything to do with the alcohol, because just because someone's sleep behind the wheel doesn't mean that they have an alcohol problem. So, you know, we got to go back and do some research, and we got to do some digging, and then he's got to do some truth telling. Like, when bad things happen in your life, what are the constants? Is alcohol a constant? Is being in the car constant? Is it late night? So to me, you know, he should be trying to model himself after Justin Jefferson.
Do you think you heard the truth from him when you heard those comments yesterday?
Well, I'm not going to say that he's not telling the truth, because no one knows that. But I just think when you're younger, the severity and the version of the truth that you accept or you paint for yourself is a little bit different than someone that has been through the drug program, someone that was one positive test away from being banned from the NFL. Like, that's a different set of circumstances that were facing me compared that was facing him, even as he addressed the media in his current status as far as the league.
You are around this organization quite a bit. You've dealt with KOC and the staff. They can be tough when they need to be, but more often than not, it's a players-friendly approach. Is this a time when, as a former player and also a member of this organization, where you think, yes, the Vikings have to follow the lead of the NFL, but they also have to provide a fairly strong punishment to Addison also?
I disagree as far as the Vikings having a firm punishment outside of what the league is going to do. Because if I play for the Chargers and I get arrested for the same thing, whatever the league mandate is from the NFL czar, that being Roger, and, yep, and the people that issue the penalties, you can't be double jeopardy. I can't be suspended by the league, and then now the Vikings are going to do something penal to me, because the penalty from the league is penalty to the Vikings also. So you can't hurt the rest of his teammates. Now you can put measures in place as far as when he's under your watch, what's going to happen in the building, like what are your restrictions based on the union, things like that.
You could not play him though, right? Couldn't you say, listen, the league has said you're off for two games. Guess what? You're also not going to start another game. I mean, is that excessive for you?
Well, to me, now you're punishing Justin Jefferson. You're punishing the quarterback. You're punishing the left tackle for something that they didn't have anything to do with. So there are other ways that you can monitor him, and you can put him on a snap count. But the truth of the matter is, it's a lot of this is a relationship between the organization and the player. And the way these go is, the more they can trust you, the more trust is going to be extended to you. So for me, it would be mandatory that he was getting some type of help or some type of counseling. Like, that would have already happened, that we would already be searching out someone that he can sit down and talk to on a regular basis, so we can try and find out what are the issues compared to penalizing him for something that we're not that knowledgeable about and something we're just finding out. So also, I go back to my pre-draft, because that was just last year.
Yep, right.
What did my pre-draft information say?
Yep.
What did the scouts say? What did the regional say? What did the people at Pittsburgh say? What did the people at USC say? You know, what did the head coach say? So I would go back through all that data and try to come up with a tailor-made program for him to try to get him to his second contract. I really like what he did last year. Even when Justin was hurt, he was able to step up and be the number one guy with injuries to Justin and to the tight end. You could see that he was the most consistent receiver in the offense for parts of the season. And that's what you want to see when you get your number one guy hurt. You also think that he has the ability that he could be a number one guy. So for me, I'm trying to put things in place to make sure that he reaches his potential. And his potential is just not only on the field, it's off the field, to help him reach his potential on the field. And that's what I would be trying to do, and that's what I'd be concentrating on.
Couple last points for Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer. Again, downforthechallenge.com. That's where you can find out all the information about all the fun that's taking place. June 27th, this Saturday, tied to the Vikings. It appears, Chris, we're headed for 18 games. As a former player, but also somebody at times who's worked with the league and now working with the Vikings, are you okay with that? And do you think the players should play in all 18 games? Because some have suggested, okay, we have 18 games, but when we look a little bit at safety, the players should only play 16 games, and the coaches get to choose which 16 games you play.
Well, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. Wow.
And the reason why is because football is the ultimate team sport. And it's really not fair to the units that a guy might be healthy, but, oh, he's not going to play. But that guy might be he might be the left guard next to the center.
Yep.
So now as a center, I'm like, hey, I'm playing every game. This guy's playing 15, 16 or whatever. So you take away a lot of the team with doing that. Like Dennis Green used to say this, we all work together. And when we take off, we all take off together. So there's no misunderstanding. This is only a money grab.
Yes, that's what it is.
once you opened it up to the 17-game schedule and you started,
it was happening.
Okay, oh, we'll play 17, but we'll only play one preseason. Of course, you know the next proposal.
Yeah.
Because one game revenue is so substantial for every NFL owner, and it's all new revenue. So if they add an 18th game, so which after playing 17 games for two seasons, then they add an 18th game. You know what that's called? That's all new revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everyone's salary stays the same.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm just getting paid less per week than I was getting paid.
The union's going to try to get more money. You know that. Before you go, I was reminded of this because just 4 days ago was July 21st. And you've mentioned him a couple times. Denny passed away July 21st, 2016, way too soon, 67 years of age. When you think of Denny Green, the coach, and you think of Denny Green, the person, what comes to mind to you?
Really an underrated coach from an X's and O's. Understanding talent, game planning, like getting his guys ready, really, really, really underrated. And I would say, misunderstood as a human being.
Did he bring some of that on himself?
Well, I think that, you know, as adults, we're all responsible for our own image. But I think that sometimes what we come through, it makes us who we are. So I wouldn't call it an excuse. I would call it an explanation. So, yes, some of that was brought on by himself based on how he was raised and his ideology and how he thought.
Yep. I want to remind folks about what's coming up. It's Saturday. Vikings are working with the Salvation Army. That's why Chris was kind enough to join us here for the fourth annual Down for the Challenge. Family fun with the rappelling, autographs, celebrity dunk tank, kids' summer games. Chris is going to join 130 people rappelling down the 14-story Omni Vikings Lakes Hotel. So it's right where the Vikings practice. A lot of fun. Chris is going to be there. John Randall, Scott Studwell, Tommy Kramer. Great stuff to find out all the information. This is all to benefit homeless, right? And the homeless situation we have in Minnesota, and really the homeless challenge we have all across the country. As Chris has mentioned before, he was a Salvation Army kid growing up, so he always has a soft spot for the Salvation Army and the Vikings. You can find out all the information downforthechallenge.com. I always appreciate, my friend, the extended visit on so many topics. Good luck on Saturday, and let's play golf sometime down the road, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, buddy.
Chris Carter, again, downforthechallenge.com. Get all the excellent information. Thanks again to Chris Carter. Outstanding, as always. Let's run through a number of topics. Rapid fire. So the Harris campaign is reaching out to the Haley Group, right? Part of the Never Trumpers, and Kamala, I don't know if Kamala directly or supporters are reaching out to Nikki Haley. That's not happening, right? You know, I get it. They're both women. They don't agree at all politically, Dave. Nikki Haley and the vice president, if you lined up like the 20 most important issues in the country, lockstep. No. How does not close on almost every single one sound? Now, let's just acknowledge she's a lefty. She's more left than Joe Biden. She just is. And so she's not Josh Shapiro. She's not Annie Beshear. And she has a better chance than Joe Biden. I stand by that. Do you stand by that?
Yes.
I think Joe was done. He was not winning. And his words yesterday, if you just read the text of him yesterday, it was very magnanimous. It was appropriate. but he also didn't look good at all.
Didn't sound great.
Didn't sound good either. And can you, again, no joy in this. None. Zero zilch. Can you imagine the Democrats holding their breath on that day after day after day after day? No. So get out of here with this all of a sudden. Kamala Harris and Nikki Haley voters are coming together.
Well, it was the Haley never Trumpers, right? It was those that said, okay, I guess we have to vote for Joe Biden because we're definitely not voting for Donald Trump. So how many is there throughout the country? Not probably enough to, you know, turn any state, obviously. But
again, if it's somebody who's a center-left person, if it's Shapiro's example or it's Bashir, yeah, but they're, so these folks are Republicans who are repelled by Trump and his complete lack of character. And I get the character over party debate, but don't you want to find somebody who at least is a little close to you on political issues?
You do, but if you've got a group out there who are Republicans and are, as you said, repelled by the Republican nominee, yeah, you got to reach out. Come on, join the camp. You might, you know, you might flip back to Republican in 2028. You most likely will. But for now, join the team. Let's see what we can do.
Good luck. King Charles gets a $60 million pay raise because William brought in $30 million income. I feel better that Chuck gets the raise. Don't you?
That is nice. The family has really been struggling financially lately. I think that's why they had to get rid of Harry. They just couldn't do it anymore. Harry, you got to go get a real job, all right? Get something going with Netflix because we can't afford you anymore.
Southwest breaks with the 50-year tradition and will assign seats. How many times have you flown Southwest?
Once.
I bet 15 times for me, more often years and years ago. As someone who wants to get in the tube last, that's me. Fly with me. If you fly with me, you get on ahead of me almost every single time. Outside boy. I don't send Q on there. When Q and I show, okay, Quinny, you go. I'll get you in a little bit. So Q, of course, significant others, they get on ahead of me. I'm not afraid of flying. I just don't understand in any way. Well, I do. Okay, I should backpedal a little bit. I do. Because you're cheapskates. Because you want to jam your steamer trunk into the overhead because you want to pay for the luggage.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
That's right.
You want to put you're in seat 27C, but you get down there. Hey, this one above the 12 is available. I'll put this in the overhead even though I'm in 27. I think if you do that, you're automatically thrown off the plane. Literally, you're thrown off the plane.
Before it goes in the air or after?
When it's about 50 miles an hour.
Okay, you're still taxiing, but you're starting to go?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I liked the Southwest
sprint,
get in line.
Sprint for your seat?
Yeah, you find your zone, and then you get on. What I liked is during the...
Can you elbow them out? You know, it's like you're boxing up for a rebound or something like that?
Yeah, I think you could do that. But, I mean, with Southwest, if you're flying from MSP, there's a very likely chance you're going to have a layover somewhere as people get off the plane, the new people get on. When we could stay on the plane... Hey, you get to move seats. I'm in row 20. All of a sudden, 90% of the people are getting off.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm staying on this plane. I'm moving up to row 2. Look at that.
I'm talking to a guy who didn't want to spend $10 to sit with his wife on a flight to L.A. So who am I talking to right now?
I booked flights just last week. I paid $23 a seat to save those seats. And
wow.
We're checking one bag. One bag for the two of us, that's plenty. We don't need to check two, honey.
Can't imagine. All of our stuff I can't imagine how big the bag is that you bring on the plane. Okay, here's another airline story. IndiGo is a low-cost airline based in India. Of course, you knew that, Dave. You're big on airlines in India.
Oh, they've got great food.
Women now can request to not sit next to a man on this airline. So I don't know how often they're listening to us in Bangladesh. By the way, you can podcast us.
We're available.
Chad Hartman Show. We'd love you in Bangladesh.
You're big in New Delhi.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done with my two cities. Will a U.S. Airlines try this in the next 10 years? women are allowed to specify they don't want to sit next to a man.
No.
You don't think they'll do that?
No.
I wouldn't be shocked if that should an airlines offer that as an option. It's basically saying all men are pigs.
Yeah.
Is what you we don't trust a man. They're all pigs.
There'll be over that 4-hour flight, they'll just be hitting on you constantly. Can I buy you another one of those teeny little liquor bottles, hon?
Toots.
Yes.
Hey, sugar.
I don't think it will happen. I wouldn't be shocked if it did, but no, I don't think so. I don't think the PR would be very good.
Could it be good, though? Where you're saying, we're thinking of you. We are thinking of you. It's very prejudicial towards men.
It is.
Yeah. And by the way, plenty of men live up to it, sadly. It'd have to be really small. I mean, how many really small carriers do we have left? Right now, you just get chewed up. Well, the way this week is developed for Delta, will they be a small carrier by next week?
Maybe there'll be a new airline to open up business. Gals only.
What if we had sections? You know, we used to have the smoking section, which is the dumbest thing ever. It'd be like rows 12 through 18. Like the smoke would
light them up.
Like the smoke would stop. Not going to get to row 11. Not going to get to row 19. Yes or no? StylesFinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. Do you think we should have an airlines here in the States where you're a female and you book your flight and you should say, I want to book this seat and I do not want to sit next to a man? Do you think we should have that as an option? 651-461-9226. I still want to see this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks again to Chris Carter. Outstanding as always. Let's run through a number of topics. Rapid fire. So the Harris campaign is reaching out to the Haley Group, right? Part of the Never Trumpers. And Kamala, I don't know if Kamala directly or supporters are reaching out to Nikki Haley. That's not happening, right? You know, I get it. They're both women. They don't agree at all politically, Dave. Nikki Haley and the vice president, if you lined up like the 20 most important issues in the country,
lockstep.
No. How does not close on almost every single one sound? Now, that's just acknowledge. She's a lefty. She's more left than Joe Biden. She just is. And so she's not Josh Shapiro. She's not Annie Beshear. And she has a better chance than Joe Biden. I stand by that. Do you stand by that?
Yes.
I think Joe was done. He was not winning. And his words yesterday, if you just read the text of him yesterday, it was very magnanimous. It was appropriate. But he also didn't look good at all.
Didn't sound great.
Didn't sound good either. And can you, again, no joy in this. None. Zero zilch. Can you imagine the Democrats holding their breath on that day after day after day after day? No. So get out of here with this. All of a sudden, Kamala Harris and Nikki Haley voters are coming together.
Well, it was the Haley Never Trumpers, right? It was those that said, okay, I guess we have to vote for Joe Biden because we're definitely not voting for Donald Trump. So how many is there throughout the country? Not probably enough to, you know, turn any state, obviously, but
Again, if it's somebody who's a center-left person, if it's Shapiro's example or it's Bashir, yeah, but they're, so these folks are Republicans who are repelled by Trump and his complete lack of character. And I get the character over party debate, but don't you want to find somebody who at least is a little close to you on political issues?
You do, but if you've got a group out there who are Republicans and are, as you said, repelled by the Republican nominee, yeah, you got to reach out. Come on, join the camp. You might, you know, you might flip back to Republican in 2028. You most likely will. But for now, join the team. Let's see what we can do.
Good luck. King Charles gets a $60 million pay raise because William brought in $30 million income. I feel better that Chuck gets the raise.
That
is
nice. The family has really been struggling financial lately. I think that's why they had to get rid of Harry. They just couldn't do it anymore. Harry, you got to go get a real job, all right? Get something going with Netflix because we can't afford you anymore.
Southwest breaks with the 50-year tradition and will assign seats. How many times have you flown Southwest?
Once.
Once. I bet 15 times for me, more often years and years ago. As someone who wants to get in the tube last, that's me. Fly with me. If you fly with me, you get on ahead of me almost every single time. Outside boy. I don't send Q on there. When Q and I show, okay, Quinny, you go. I'll get you in a little bit. So Q, of course, significant others, they get on ahead of me. I'm not afraid of flying. I just don't understand in any way. Well, I do. Okay, I should backpedal a little bit. I do. Because you're cheapskates. Because you want to jam your steamer trunk into the overhead because you want to pay for the luggage.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
That's right.
You want to put you're in seat 27C, but you get down there. Hey, this one above the 12 is available. I'll put this in the overhead even though I'm in 27. I think if you do that, you're automatically thrown off the plane. Literally, you're thrown off the plane.
Before it goes in the air or after?
When it's about 50 miles an hour.
Okay, you're still taxiing, but you're starting to go?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I liked the Southwest
sprint.
Get in line.
Sprint for your seat?
Yeah, you find your zone, and then you get on. What I liked is during the...
Can you elbow them out? You know, it's like you're boxing out for a rebound or something like that?
Yeah, I think you could do that. But, I mean, with Southwest, if you're flying from MSP, there's a very likely chance you're going to have a layover somewhere as people get off the plane, the new people get on. When we could stay on the plane... Hey, you get to move seats. I'm in row 20. All of a sudden, 90% of the people are getting off.
Yeah.
I'm staying on this plane. I'm moving up to row 2. Look at that.
I'm talking to a guy who didn't want to spend $10 to sit with his wife on a flight to L.A. So who am I talking to right now?
I booked flights just last week. I paid $23 a seat to save those seats. And
wow.
We're checking one bag. One bag for the two of us, that's plenty. We don't need to check two, honey.
I can't imagine how big the bag is that you bring on the plane. Okay, here's another airline story. IndiGo is a low-cost airline based in India. Of course, you knew that, Dave. You're big on airlines in India.
Oh, they've got great food.
Women now can request to not sit next to a man on this airline. So I don't know how often they're listening to us in Bangladesh. By the way, you can podcast us.
We're available.
Chad Hartman Show. We'd love you in Bangladesh.
You're big in New Delhi.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done with my two cities. Will a U.S. Airlines try this in the next 10 years? Women are allowed to specify they don't want to sit next to a man.
No.
You don't think they'll do that?
No.
I wouldn't be shocked if that should an airlines offer that as an option. It's basically saying all men are pigs.
Yeah,
is what you we don't trust a man. They're all pigs.
There'll be over that 4-hour flight, they'll just be hitting on you constantly. Can I buy you another one of those teeny little liquor bottles, hon?
Toots.
Yes.
Hey, sugar.
I don't think it will happen. I wouldn't be shocked if it did, but no, I don't think so. I don't think the PR would be very good.
Could it be good, though? Where you're saying We're thinking of you. We are thinking of you. It's very prejudicial towards men.
It is.
Yeah. And by the way, plenty of men live up to it, sadly. It'd have to be really small. I mean, how many really small carriers do we have left? Right now, you just get chewed up. Well, the way this week is developed for Delta, will they be a small carrier by next week?
Maybe there'll be a new airline to open up business. Gals only.
What if we had sections? You know, we used to have the smoking section, which is the dumbest thing ever. It'd be like rows 12 through 18. like the smoke would
light them up.
Like the smoke would stop. Not going to get to row 11. Not going to get to row 19. Yes or no? StylesFinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. Do you think we should have an airlines here in the States where you're a female and you book your flight and you should say, I want to book this seat and I do not want to sit next to a man? Do you think we should have that as an option? 651-461-9226. I still want to see this guy. Steve
Miller, you'd be in?
I would. Among the serious topics that we didn't get to, Adam did, though, the blame parents who reacted just awful abuse at a daycare center. And he had on Representative Nolan West, whose daughter, Sybil, was among the children abused. Just grotesque. And how we all, if we're in this position, select a place and you believe that it's right, and how much money everybody pays, what is the right amount of regulation, what is excessive regulation, what a camera show you, what a camera's not show you. It's a pretty dramatic change, by the way. Your time.
I forgot Jason was out.
Yeah.
There's no canopy.
It's grotesque. It is just grotesque.
The interview with the representative.
Yeah.
I go back and listen to that.
Check it out.
It was, I was welling up in tears talking about, you know, the marks that he and his wife saw on their daughter and would, you know, take the explanation and, you know, going, obviously looking in hindsight.
Yep.
2020. But
would we all jump in sooner? Did they jump in quick enough? I mean, you don't want to overreact.
Yeah.
Because you want your child to be there, but
and things do
your
happen.
Default is normally because a child could fall.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes a pattern, and listen, the risks. I have a special needs son, right? That's going to be a part of my life forever, and I mean. People are making only so much money. They're paying. They need something that's convenient. It's just so hard how much those folks are getting paid. And sadly, there's evil everywhere. Not constantly. Not everyone. But you want to believe at a child care center. This is your job. I'm going to take care of young kids. And they're still just villainous individuals. Awful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely awful. Let's get to some of the texts here. Somebody wants to know why we didn't talk about Robert Kennedy. We've talked about Robert Kennedy many times. He's way too into conspiracies for me, including as the father of a son with autism, his repugnant, insulting comments about vaccines and autism when the Wakefield study has been proven over and over and over and over again that it was a lie and that he'll still toss that out there occasionally. Get out of there. Do I want more candidates? I do. I love many. That doesn't mean I have to agree with every other one. But I'm sure it'll come up. Somebody ranked the top Vikings wide receivers. Here, because we had Chris Carter on for two lengthy segments, podcasted. He was great as always. Randy Moss 1, Ahmad Rashad 2, Chris Carter 3, Justin Jefferson 4, John Gilliam 5, Gene Washington 6. Get out of here. Get out of here with this. It's Moss 1, Carter 2. Probably Anthony Carter 3,
yeah.
Ahmad Rashad 4, and JJ, I guess, is fifth now. And who knows where JJ finishes?
Yeah, he's climbing.
But you know, I'm in the Ricey category. Anthony Carter, for some reason, does not get enough attention. I'm a full figured gentleman. I would pay extra not to sit by a man. Yeah, seriously. Can I have the can I have the petite person? Let's see. I fly alone a lot. Never had trouble sitting next to a man and have him bother me. There have been a few times I'd rather not have to sit by the female I'm next to, though. I personally don't care if I sit by a man, but if the airlines are willing to accommodate this and someone's more comfortable because of it, go for it. What if, like this, I mean, here's a guy like Cook who doesn't want to talk to anybody in a plane. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Cook just opening up a vein and talking a lot?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I don't care who I sit next to as long as they don't talk to me.
Yeah, what if you – what? Here's the deal. An hour in, we all get to push a button. Do you want the person next to you? They have to move seats. And now, if they have their family and kids, they're out. But if they're solo, they have to go.
I think you get to hit the call light. The flight attendant shows up. Can I help you? Yeah, tell them to shut up for the next 2 hours. I'd appreciate that.
No, that's 2 hours in. 2 hours in. You've missed your window. They can, that's what she's – but what is the one thing they have to follow? Hey, could he go brush his teeth? How about this? Hey, can I get his number? I mean, all sorts of requests. Heinze, the legend John Heinze, is next. Enjoy the afternoon. R&D for me tomorrow, and it won't be fun. I still want to see this guy. Steve?
Steve Miller, you'd be in?
I would. Among the serious topics that we didn't get to, Adam did, though, the blame parents who reacted just awful abuse at a daycare center. And he had on Representative Nolan West, whose daughter, Sybil, was among the children abused. Just grotesque. And how we all, if we're in this position, select a place and you believe that it's right, and how much money everybody pays, what is the right amount of regulation, what is excessive regulation, what a camera show you, what a camera's not show you. It's a pretty dramatic change, by the way. Your time.
I forgot Jason was out.
Yeah.
There's no canopy.
It's grotesque. It is just grotesque.
The interview with the representative.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that.
Check it out.
It was, I mean, I was welling up in tears talking about, you know, the marks that he and his wife saw on their daughter and would, you know, take the explanation and, you know, going, obviously looking in hindsight.
Yep.
2020. But
would we all jump in sooner? Did they jump in quick enough? I mean, you don't want to overreact.
Yeah.
Because you want your child to be there, but
and things do
your
happen.
Your default is normally because a child could fall.
Mm-hmm.
But when it becomes a pattern, and listen, the risks. I have a special needs son, right? That's going to be a part of my life forever. And I mean, people are making only so much money. They're paying. They need something that's convenient. It's just so hard. How much those folks are getting paid? And sadly, there's evil everywhere. Not constantly, not everyone, but you want to believe at a child care center. This is your job. I'm going to take care of young kids, and they're still just villainous individuals. Awful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely awful. Let's get to some of the texts here. Somebody wants to know why we didn't talk about Robert Kennedy. We've talked about Robert Kennedy many times. He's way too into conspiracies for me, including as the father of a son with autism, his repugnant, insulting comments about vaccines and autism when the Wakefield study has been proven over and over and over and over again that it was a lie and that he'll still toss that out there occasionally. Get out of there. Do I want more candidates? I do. I love many. That doesn't mean I have to agree with every other one. But I'm sure it'll come up. Somebody ranked the top Vikings wide receivers here because we had Chris Carter on for two lengthy segments, podcasted. He was great as always. Randy Moss 1, Ahmad Rashad 2, Chris Carter 3, Justin Jefferson 4, John Gilliam 5, Gene Washington 6. Get out of here. Get out of here with this. It's Moss 1, Carter 2, probably Anthony Carter 3,
yeah.
Ahmad Rashad 4, and JJ, I guess, is 5th now. And who knows where JJ finishes.
Yeah, he's climbing.
But you know, I'm in the Ricey category. Anthony Carter, for some reason, does not get enough attention. I'm a full-figured gentleman. I would pay extra not to sit by a man. Yeah, seriously. Can I have the can I have the petite person? Let's see. I fly alone a lot. Never have trouble sitting next to a man and have him bother me. There have been a few times I'd rather not have to sit by the female I'm next to, though. I personally don't care if I sit by a man, but if the airlines are willing to accommodate this and someone's more comfortable because of it, go for it. What if, like this, I mean, here's a guy like Cook who doesn't want to talk to anybody in a plane. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Cook just opening up a vein and talking a lot?
Exactly what I was going to say. I don't care who I sit next to as long as they don't talk to me.
Yeah, what if you – here's the deal. An hour in, we all get to push a button. Do you want the person next to you? They have to move seats. And now if they have their family and kids, they're out. But if they're solo, they have to go.
I think you get to hit the call light. The flight attendant shows up. Can I help you? Yeah, tell them to shut up for the next 2 hours. I'd appreciate that.
No, that's 2 hours in. 2 hours in. You miss your window. Thinking, that's what she's – but what is the one thing they have to follow? Hey, could he go brush his teeth? How about this? Hey, can I get his number? I mean, all sorts of requests. Heinze, the legend John Heinze is next. Enjoy the afternoon. R&D for me tomorrow, and it won't be fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.